Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Namasmarana saved Prahlada from the agony of torture. He was a Rakshasa boy, but somehow he learnt the sacred name and knew how sweet it was. He repeated it and imbibed its nectarine taste. Even when the enraged elephant rushed towards him, he did not cry out, "O father," or "O mother," to persuade his physical parents to rescue him. He had no consciousness of their existence at all. He called on Narayana and no one else. Narayana is the source of strength for the weak and strong. He is the supreme power. So elephants turned back from the boy. Fire could not singe his hair. Wind could not lift him. Precipices could not fell him. Poison could not affect him. The name was his armor, his shield, his breath, his life. Anjaneya too demonstrates the might of the name. With the name imprinted on his heart and rolling on his tongue, he leaped across the sea. Temptations called him to halt on the way. Terrors pleaded with him to turn back. But the name urged him on and carried him forward through space to distant Lanka where Sita was. He had no space in his mind for anything other than the name of his master.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 59th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Shri Sai Avyakta Rupine Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. The Bhagavad Gita says, from the unmanifested, all the manifested proceeds at the coming of the day. At the coming of night, they dissolve in that which is called unmanifested. It is this unmanifested that is called Avyakta Rupa. Baba is the sovereign of creation, existence and dissolution. He says, quote, wherever you find the three activities or shaktis of Srishti, Sthiti and Laya, there you can recognize God. Unquote. Dissolution is into the unmanifested. Existence is the intermediate state of manifestation. So, Baba is Avyakta Rupa as well as Vyakta Rupa. As Vyakta, manifested, he is Satya Sai Baba. As unmanifested, he is Nirakara, the formless Datta Shakti, Narayana Shiva Brahma Shakti. In the Gita, he says, quote, though I am unborn and eternally unaffected, I happen with name and form, utilizing the elements of Prakriti, nature. Unquote. When he uses Akasha as the base, the name and form are Vishnu, the omnipresent. With Vayu as the base, he is Surya effulgence, light, wisdom. Agni has the base, he is Maheshwari, the mother, the eternal feminine. With Jala as the base, he is Vinayaka, or Ganesha, Vigneshwara, the guardian who saves from disaster and downfall. With Prithvi as the base, he is Shiva, the Vibhuti Bhushana, the ever merciful. Unmanifested, he is all these gods, Vishnu, Surya, Durga, Ganesha and Shiva. He is Sarva Devata, all gods in one. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 59th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Avyakta Rupine Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Avyakta Rupine Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who is the form of the Supreme Unmanifest Brahman. Swami says, quote, I have taken birth by my own will. I chose my mother. I also proclaimed my avatarhood myself. I took a name and a form and came here from the unmanifest in order that man should attain divinity. Unquote. The present avatar of Bhagwan Baba is the omnipresent one who encompasses the entire universe. He has taken human form only to redeem mankind. It is the experience of innumerable devotees that whichever name and form of God they may pray to, their prayers reach Bhagwan Baba. Here are two examples. This was an incident which happened when the Lord in the form of little Satya was 13 years old. Satyam's elder sister Vinkamma Garu was in the attempt to build a house for which raw bricks were made during the day. They need to be dried the next day and burnt in the kiln to make them strong enough to be used for constructing a house. All the raw bricks were stacked for the kiln process the next day. Suddenly, the sky turned heavily clouded, ready to downpour, which would melt all the raw bricks away into mud if it started to rain. In this grave situation, one of the villagers suggested to Venkamma Garu that he has a friend on the opposite bank of river Chitravati who can supply them with required amount of dry sugarcane leaves, which then can be used to cover all the raw bricks and save them from being washed away by the impending rain. On hearing this, everyone in the village took an initiative to bring as many sugarcane leaves from the banks of Chitravati, and Satyam followed the huge group heading towards the river. At one point, when the group reached the midst of the Chitravati sandbanks, Satyam called out to his sister saying, "Venkamma, it is not going to rain." Saying this, little Satya pointed his divine palm towards the sky, and to the amazement of the huge group present there, all the dark clouds in the sky dispersed, clearing the way for sun rays. It seemed to everyone that all the five elements obeyed little Satya's will, and his divine influence on the nature is beyond the comprehension of mortals.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 59th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Avyakta Rupine Namaha. The 60th name is
Om Sri Sai Kamakrodhadvamsine Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Kama is desire, krodha is anger, dhvamsine is he who destroys. In the Vishnu Sahasranama too, we have the epithets kamaha and krodha, meaning one who destroys kama and krodha. Krodha or resentment comes when kama or desire is opposed, foiled or not fully realized. Desire, kama, for worldly things can never be satisfied or satiated. One desire leads to another. So speaking of the purusharthas, the four goals of man, that is, dharma, artha, kama and moksha, Baba says, quote, "Acquire artha, wealth, through dharma, morality. Develop kama, desire for moksha, liberation from the ignorance of reality," unquote. It is thus that Baba destroys kama and its consequence, krodha. Once you start seeking liberation through japa and dhyana, His grace leads you on, step by step, steadily and securely, until you merge in the sea of bliss. When you discover that all is Sai, all is the same Sai that is in you, whom can you hate? When we realize that it is Sai who gives us whatever is best for us, what else can we desire and what else can we strive for except His grace? The very nature of a Sai devotee is transformed by His grace into Shanta Swarupa, quiet, calm, undisturbed embodiment. When grace and love prevail, there can be no room for desire and anger. Shanti is achieved through desirelessness, and prema won through victory over anger. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 60th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Kama Krodha Dhvamsine Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Kama Krodha Dhvamsine Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who destroys desire and anger. In the 21st shloka of the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has declared, Trividham Narakasyedam Dwaram Nashanam Atmanah Kamah Krodha Stata Lobah Tasmat Deta Trayam Tyajit. These three gates to the hell are destructive of the self-lust, anger and greed. Therefore, one should abandon these three. The Shadripus are the six negative qualities of the human nature pose as obstacles in the path of God realization. As long as these obstacles exist, God does not accept that person as a devotee. How will God dwell in a heart which is filled with the Shadripus? Only when we discard the negative qualities like anger, lust, desire, greed, will our mind attain peace. We will lose body consciousness, our heart will be purified, and then God will take His seat in our hearts. Here are two incidents which narrate how Swami destroys negative traits like anger, etc., in his devotees. The first incident is from Swami's childhood. One day, a teacher in class realized that all the students were taking down notes except Satyanarayana. So he got angry and said, "Whoever is not writing may stand up." Satya stood up. The teacher then asked, "Why are you not writing?" Innocent Satyanarayana replied, "I know everything that you are teaching. Then where is the need to write notes?" The teacher's ego was hurt. He penalized Satya by asking him to stand up on the bench. Satya obeyed the teacher. But when the class got over, the teacher got stuck to his chair and could not get up. When another teacher came there to take the next class, he understood that this had happened due to the unreasonable punishment given to Satya. The teacher was asked to withdraw the punishment. The moment it was done, he was able to get up from the chair. His anger and ego were destroyed, and from then on, he became an ardent devotee of Swami. The second incident is from Mumbai. Swami promised a devotee that during his next visit to Mumbai, he would come to the devotee's house and oversee the study circle that was held there. But when Swami arrived in Mumbai, there was no indication from him about the visit. So the devotee asked Swami about it. Sai said, quote, "If I come there, everything in that area will get disrupted because the road is narrow and it is full of shops on either side. And if I come, a huge crowd will gather and this will inconvenience all of you." Unquote. On hearing this, the devotee's daughter felt extremely disappointed and then she got angry too. Next moment Swami said, "Daughter seems to be very angry." He turned to her and said, "I will come. But do you want my presence for 2 hours or would you prefer to have me there forever?" The moment she heard this, her anger vanished and her devotion was reawakened. Who will refuse the gift of Swami's presence forever? Swami kept his word, and the devotee experienced his divine presence in the house all the time.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 60th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali. That is, Om Sri Sai Kamakrodha Dhvamsine Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live. Radio Sai.